morning, people of God. Wow, good to see you again this morning. And I see some of you are always ready. I like that. I like the fact that the moment we start, you are right there. And I pray that you will never miss Jesus that way. You see that you will always be ready. So you are welcome to the Daily Oil this morning. I welcome all our branches, Sun City. I welcome Mukwase. I welcome Lida, Rebecca, Patsima, Chaneng, you know, and where else? Rustenburg. I welcome Lida. Everybody. I welcome people from across the nations of the world. We always have people watching from different parts of South Africa. Please don't forget to always tell us, especially if it's your first time, where you're watching from, so that we can connect with you as well and appreciate you. You are welcome. This is Daily Oil. We are today, this is Tuesday. We're going to be, you know, spending amazing time again in the presence of the Lord together to learn about the person of the Holy Spirit. So I want to give you a chance to just quickly, you know, welcome, call your family members, ask them to come and join, tell them it's Daily Oil time, tell your connections, call them, wake them up, you know, wakey wakey, tell them to join us. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. And can I say to you, maybe you already had breakfast, but if you haven't had breakfast yet, you know what? Before you have breakfast, have first the word of God. Then you can go and have your breakfast. Before we do anything, let's just worship him right now. This song says, I give myself away. Let's give ourselves to him this morning. Let's give our mind, let's give our little thinking, everything to him. Hallelujah, oh, 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 I gave myself away so you can use me. I gave myself away. I gave myself away so you. God is going to use you. God is going to use you. Just give yourself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Self away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, Jesus. Can you tell me where you're giving yourself away from? You can say, I give myself away from Sun City. I give myself away from Mukwase, from Rustenburg, from Ghana, from Nigeria, from France. Wherever you are giving yourself away from, tell us. It will be a blessing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We welcome your presence in this ground this morning. Thank you for yet another wonderful time in your presence. Holy Ghost, you are welcome. Have your way. Bless us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. All right, then you are welcome to day, I don't remember which day it is on the lockdown, but for this week, this is our day two. We are on Tuesday. And we're just going to continue again this morning in the ministry of the oil. And we're going to continue talking about the Holy Spirit. I believe that if there is a subject that is important in the life of a believer, it's the subject of the Holy Spirit, to know the Holy Spirit. You know, I took some time a while back to study or to look at all the people that God has used mightily on earth. You will find that they all have one common denominator. They all love the Holy Spirit. All of them. You can do it on your own. Go and check anybody that God is using mightily. You will always hear them talk about the Holy Ghost. They always talk about the Holy Spirit. And you know, I never used to love the Holy Ghost that much, to be honest with you. In fact, I used to think that the Holy Ghost is just a dove. So there's nothing there for me. But then I realized that I was misled. In fact, I was lost. The Holy Ghost is the real deal. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you are on the right track. that when you start knowing him, you will do greater things. And this is why God laid on my heart to have a devotion that is devoted only to the Holy Ghost. And can I tell you something? We can talk about the Holy Ghost till Jesus Christ comes. There's so much to talk about. Every week there will be something new to talk about. You will see that through these devotions, I pray that your love for the Holy Spirit will increase and that you will come to know him and have a relationship with him. Remember the closing prayer of Paul. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. The fellowship, you see, with the Holy Ghost, you're supposed to have a fellowship. And that is where we want to focus on. That you learn to have that fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Well, this morning we're talking about oil for sanctification. Sanctification is all about holiness, purity. Don't quickly switch off the channel. I'm going to help you. And actually, the fact that the subject is so agitating to you is because it's not an easy task. But I want you, before we talk about how the Holy Ghost can help you become holy, can help you grow in holiness. By the way, he's called the Holy Spirit. It means wherever he is, things will be holy. So now, it's absolutely mind-boggling to me that believers want to be holy before they can have the Holy Spirit. In other words, they feel they are too dirty for the Holy Ghost to come in their lives, so they want to clean up before the Holy Ghost can come. You are misled. Actually, he is the one who will make you holy because he is holy. Do you understand? So we want to see this morning how the Holy Ghost, the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, can actually help you become holy. But before we do that, let's look at again, this is a verse we read last week, which is where the daily oil concept is coming from. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. The Bible says, let your clothes be white all the time, and never let oil be lacking on your head. Let your clothes be white all the time. So holiness is an all the time thing, not a Sunday morning thing or Saturday night cleansing for Sunday morning. God wants us to be holy all the time. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, the Bible says, work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Another version says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. I'm just trying to make you understand how important holiness is in your life before I show you how the Holy Ghost can help you be holy. Because it is of your own interest and my interest for us to live holy lives. Because when you live a holy life, you see more of God. That the expression and the manifestations of God are more constant and more recurrent in your life. And then, of course, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible says, for the scripture says, you must be holy because I am holy. So holiness is a must. It's not a suggestion. It's a must. We must be holy. Without holiness, nobody will see God. Your clothes must always be white. And you will agree with me that it's not easy to keep white clothes white. Because almost anything, white is so sensitive, do you understand? It's sensitive to any other color. I think white is the color that doesn't share with anybody. And that is how God is. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want to share you with anybody. Hallelujah. I see the grace of holiness coming to you right now as I'm teaching on this. Do not condemn yourself. Remember, I'm teaching on oil for sanctification. It means when you start following the Holy Spirit, He starts empowering you to be holy. Without Him, there will be no holiness. So the good news this morning is that you can be holy with the help of the Holy Spirit. But with your own strength, brother, I don't think you will make it. You know yourself. We all know ourselves. How many times did you say, Lord, I promise I will never do it again? In fact, this was the first and the last test of the last test of the latest time. Before noon that day, you did it 3 times. You see? So you cannot be holy with your own strength. I'm just trying to help you. You are killing yourself. Then you fall into that roller coaster of condemnation. You know, you go and say, hey, Lord, please forgive me. I will not do it again. Then you go, you do it. Then you just into that little game. I want to break that cycle this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's see how the Holy Ghost can make you holy. I'm first of all going to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago. So your journey with God didn't start now. You must know that. God knew you all this time, long before you even knew yourself. And His Spirit made you holy. I like that. God knew you long ago, and His Spirit made you holy. 1 Peter 1, 2. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. Hallelujah. So this verse says that His Spirit has made you holy. What does that mean? It means the Holy Ghost can make you holy. That is what it means. And I want to quickly show you 4 ways through which the Holy Ghost can make you holy. Number one, the Holy Ghost can make you holy by helping you keep your conscience pure. Or by helping you have a sensitive conscience. Or the way the Bible calls it, a clear conscience. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. Cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their consciences. As a result, their faith has been shipwrecked. When you violate your conscience, your faith is on the way down. The first thing that keeps you in line is your conscience. That voice that says, this is wrong, don't do it. The more you kill that voice, the more you suppress that voice, the more your faith starts descending. And the first job the Holy Ghost does in your life is to make that conscience more sensitive. Do you understand? When the Holy Ghost started working in my life, I realized that my conscience became more sensitive to things. Like even something I used to tolerate before, I can't tolerate it anymore. So when you start feeling that way, that, you know, I was comfortable around this person not so long ago. I was comfortable around this type of talks not so long ago. I was comfortable around this type of music, around this type of movies not so long ago. But I'm now uncertain. You see, the Holy Ghost is beginning to sharpen your conscience. And it's beginning to help you become holy. That's how He's making you holy. Because if you start responding to your conscience, you will see that you will start avoiding anything your conscience says, don't go and do it. Actually, the Holy Ghost reaches to you many times through your conscience. So you shouldn't undermine the voice of your conscience. The Bible says, Keep your conscience clear. Keep your conscience clear. When something is clear, you can see through it. When a glass is clear, it means I can see through the window. But when the glass is blurry, I can't see anymore. The vision becomes affected and many things get affected that way. Hallelujah. So I just want to help you quickly right now. Keep your conscience clear. Hallelujah. Number two, the Holy Ghost can help you become holy by guiding your life in a certain way. Like he will actually guide you to go in a certain way. We find that in Galatians chapter 4 verse 16. The Bible says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. What does that mean? It means when the Holy Ghost starts guiding you, your sinful nature starts losing touch with you. It's like the connection and the network of your sinful nature start going down, start becoming weak. So the Holy Ghost will lead you this way. Instead of going this way, he will just, like what we learned yesterday, you will hear a voice behind you telling you what to do. That voice starts guiding you, guiding your choices, guiding the decisions you make, guiding the people you align your circle, guiding the phone calls you take and the phone calls you reject, guiding the SMS you answer and the ones you reject, guiding the social media platforms you go to at certain times of the night and those you don't go to at all. All of that, the Holy Ghost starts guiding you. And he's, you know, I remember when I decided to start living by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost says to me, anybody that is friend with you on Facebook and that post suggestive materials that are sexually related in any form, unfriend them now. Many people got cut in my circle. The moment I see anything you post, even if it's a joke, I remove you. Because the enemy can use you to attack me. So that's how the Holy Ghost guides you. He guides your life in a certain way. Number three, by keeping you from falling. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has the capacity to keep you from falling, actually. I see that in the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 24. The Bible says, now, all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. So you can be in a difficult situation, maybe in a tempting situation. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Like you are in a tempting situation. And you call on the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I need your help right here, right now. Things are bad. And the Holy Ghost can keep you from falling away in that situation. And you will come out of it without one single fault. God did it with a man called Abimelech in the book of Genesis chapter 20 verse 6. You know, the Bible says, in the dream, God responded to him and said, yes, I know you are innocent. That's why I kept you from sinning against me and why I did not let you touch her. God said to Abimelech, because Abimelech was having Abraham's wife. You remember Abraham? We spoke about Abraham on Sunday. Abraham gave his wife away because he wanted to spare his life. And Abimelech was the king that took Abraham's wife. But for some reasons, Abimelech never went to Abraham's wife, Sarah. For some reason, he never went there. So when God came down to judge him, so he said to God, but I never did anything. God says, I know. I know that you didn't know that Sarah was married. And because you didn't know, that's why I did not let you touch her. When I saw this verse, I realized that God can cause you to not touch a person. But the reason is you were innocent. God can't do it when you are not innocent, when you know what you are doing. But when you are being trapped, when things are happening and you are not aware of, God has a way of keeping you from falling. Hallelujah. And that is how God helps you be holy and stay holy. And lastly, by empowering you with inner strength. We find that in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. The Bible says, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. When somebody falls outside, it's because they fell inside. And the reason they fell inside is because they were not strong inside. Do you understand? So God empowers you with inner strength inside by the Holy Spirit. Another version says that you will be empowered in your inner man. Your inner man is what sustains your life. When God wants to keep you holy, and the Holy Ghost can make you holy by just giving you power inside. Power inside. Power to overcome temptation. Power to overcome lust. Power to overcome lying. Power to speak the truth. Do you know it takes power to speak the truth? It takes power to not lie about where you're coming from. To be yourself. Many of our young people, when they go to university and to varsity, they change. They don't allow the people to know who they are because they're ashamed of where they come from. And that's how they lose themselves. Do not allow that to become your story. Remain steady. The Holy Ghost is going to empower you inside. Maybe you are struggling now with some addiction, something you're trying to break out of, and you don't know how to do it. I came to tell you this morning, there is help in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit can empower you, and the Holy Ghost can empower your spirit and give your spirit enough power for you to say to that addiction or to that temptation, no, I will not do it anymore. I pray that from this morning, you will move into that new dimension. Hallelujah. Well, we have come to the end of our program. I hope you were blessed. I hope God ministered to you. I hope you have found ways in which you can grow in holiness. Please drop me a message. If you have a question about something I said that you didn't understand, drop me a message and I will be more than willing to answer you back, you know, and just tell you, you know, what the scripture says, you know. And if you have personal questions, personal things that you are struggling with, and you certain areas of your life where you are struggling to be holy, you know, to be holy is to be special, to be set apart. That's all it means. Maybe you want to be holy in your finances. Maybe you want to be holy in your sexuality. Maybe you want to be holy in your mind, wherever you are struggling with. You know, you can send me a message and, you know, we will help you. Hallelujah. This morning, before we close, I want to give somebody an opportunity to accept Jesus. Maybe you are watching me for the first time, and right now, you are in that place where you want to make a decision. Right now, I want you to pray this simple prayer with me. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you this morning. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, if you've prayed that prayer, the Son of God has entered your heart. I just want to encourage you to send us a message to tell us what the Lord has done for you. Send us a message, and I'm going to send you a gift, maybe via WhatsApp or whatever, just so that we can stay in touch. And I also want to encourage you to join a Bible-believing church where you can be taught the word of the Lord. You know, we are again here tomorrow, same place, same time. And till I see you, remember, you are alive to give life. Therefore, use your life to be a blessing to this world. God bless you richly. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Take care. Bye-bye.